Hi, folks. This is Bob Main with another episode of today's Survival Show, helping you do what you can with what you have wherever you are. This is a practical show, no tinfoil hat type stuff here. I just keep this rooted in common sense because I'm just an everyday guy trying to practice common sense preparedness. This is episode number 158, and once again, I'm coming to you from my studio on wheels, my Honda Accord, as I'm driving down the freeway headed up to Austin, Texas. If you're relatively new to my show, I live in the great city of San Antonio, Texas, where, hey, guess what? We've had 3 inches of rain in the last week. A very welcome sight, because I think I'm going to do a show on preparing for droughts pretty soon, because here in Texas, we've gone through one of the worst droughts, if not the worst drought in the state's history, and I've learned a lot from it, so I might be doing a show coming up on that. But anyway, I live in San Antonio, the Alamo City, but headed up to Austin to do a little bit of business and thought I would bring you another episode here. This is TSS Survival Tip Number 1 of the week. I'm a day late here. Sorry about that. Just kind of got buried. I'm going to talk about situational awareness. A listener recently emailed me, Jack Pine Savage from the forums. He's been on the forums a long time. He's been a guest on this show, actually, before. If you go back and listen to some of the older shows, he's been on this show, I believe, twice with me. He emailed me and he said, hey, Bob, why don't you do a show on situational awareness? So, yeah, I haven't covered this topic in a while. I've kind of touched on it, but I got some more specifics for you that I think you're going to get a lot out of. So that's going to be the main topic. Let me get a couple of announcements out of the way real quickly. The website is www.todayssurvival.com. There's two S's in that. Just spell it out, todayssurvival.com. If you want to send me an email or an audio comment, I like audio comments. If you want to record a piece of audio, it can be an MP3 or a WAV file or just about any kind of file. I don't care. I can work with it. I will put you on today's survival show. Just send it to me. Email it to me to bob@todayssurvival.com. The other podcast I do on handguns, which is called the Handgun World Show, and that's over at handgunworld.com. I've been getting a lot of people sending me audio comments about firearms over there. So if you want to send me some preparedness type stuff over here, just send it to bob@todayssurvival.com. And don't forget to join our forum. We've got a relatively small forum, but a good, friendly group of people. I tried very hard, and the moderators try real hard to keep the personal attacks down. We just like to share good preparedness information. There's been a lot of videos on preparedness posted on the forum as well. So check that out, okay? That concludes the announcements. I don't like for this show to get real commercial. This is a listener-supported show. So I don't throw a lot of commercials in from advertisements and sponsors and things like that. Okay, let's talk about situational awareness, the main topic. The first thing I want to cover about situational awareness is I'd like to share with you that this world still remains a dangerous place, in my opinion. And there are still a lot of people trying to seeking to carry out terrorist attacks against the United States. So I'm going to talk a little bit about terrorism, because you do need to be situationally aware. It is a threat. Part of situational awareness, first of all, the first step is recognizing threats exist. There's some people in a state of denial, and I'm going to talk about that again here in just a few minutes. But you've got to be prepared for that. You've got to be looking for that. Okay? The thing I want to share with you is about terrorism and things like that. If you just take a few simple steps, simple precautions, simple situational awareness precautions that I'm going to talk about in this podcast here. So for the next 20 to 25 minutes, I'm going to give you some ideas that hopefully can make you relax a little bit and you can live more stress-free lives, even though there is danger out there. A lot of people, when I talk about danger, I've had people email me and say, yeah, Bob, I don't like to listen to some of that stuff when you talk about the dangers out there because it makes me nervous. Well, it shouldn't make you nervous. You know, first of all, I'm not saying you should walk around, you know, in a false state of bliss thinking that nothing's ever going to happen. But don't get too stressed out. Don't go too far. And I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about how not to get too far. You can't just live in a constant state of stress. But what you can do is you can live in a constant state of awareness, relaxed awareness. And it's pretty easy to do. And it actually lowers your stress level. So first, I want to talk about the proper state of mind. And I'm going to link to a real good article where I found a lot of this information. It's pretty good stuff. So go to todayssurvival.com and go to the show posting, and there's show notes below each podcast posting at the main website. And by the way, I want to thank a listener. There's a listener out there. I don't want to give out his name because I don't know, you know, he probably, you know, very much values his privacy. But he did a new logo for me and for the site. So check that out and let me know what you think of the logo. Sorry about that. Brief interruption there. Had a business call. Got to take care of business first. Anyway, check out my new website logo at todayssurvival.com. All right, the proper state of mind. First of all, I want to say that situational awareness is the process of recognizing a threat at an early stage and then taking measures to avoid it. That sounds kind of basic, but I wanted to get that definition and get that premise out there right away. Let me repeat that. It's the process of recognizing a threat at an early stage and then taking measures to avoid it. And if you're observant of your surroundings and you identify potential threats as dangerous situations, it's more, I think, of an attitude than it is a mindset. And, no, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. It's more of an attitude and a mindset than it is a skill. A lot of people think that they don't possess the skills of situational awareness, and I think they're probably incorrect. It's not so much a skill as it is an attitude or a demeanor about yourself. And so situational awareness is not just a process that can be practiced by highly trained government officials. A lot of people think, oh, well, you know, you got to be an investigator or a government official. No, everyday people. You don't have to be part of some kind of counter-surveillance team. It can be adopted by the everyday person. Let me give you some details. An important element of the mindset or the attitude of being situationally aware is, first, you got to have the realization, you have to come to grips with the fact that a threat exists. Ignorance or denial of a threat is extremely, extremely dangerous. I'll give you an example of that. As I'm doing this podcast recently this morning, there was breaking news about a shooting at a private school in Georgia. And, you know, there's all kinds of things. A few weeks back in Carson City, Nevada, you know, the guy walks in with an AK-47 and starts shooting people up at IHOP. A lot of people still think that when they're out in public places, they're okay. They think that if they're in a gun-free zone like a school, well, I must be safe, right? It's a gun-free zone after all. Nonsense, folks. You got to lose that thinking. This world is a dangerous place, and clearly there are excellent examples. Unfortunately, I hate to see these things happen, but there's examples all the time that prove that things can and will happen. And that's the key there. Not just that they can, but they will happen. So apathy, denial, and complacency are extremely deadly. Here's another example. I'm going to go back to 1985 and give you an example. There was a guy named Terry Anderson, and he was the Associated Press bureau chief in Lebanon. And he was kidnapped in March of 1985. Terry Anderson. Now, let's talk about what happened to him. The day before he was abducted, Mr. Anderson was driving in Beirut, Lebanon, traffic. And a car comes up, pulls in front of his car, and blocks him in the traffic. Now, due to the traffic situation and a little bit of luck, Mr. Anderson was able to avoid what he thought might have been a car accident. He thought, oh, hey, yo, this guy pulled in, cut me off. I almost got into an accident. Whew, man, I escaped that. Now, those events can be and often are a hallmark of pre-operational planning. And the people who want to harm you, they all go through a pre-operational plan. And this is something you need to be situationally aware of. Their pre-operational plan, and I'm going to get more into depth in that in this podcast a little bit later, but let's get back to Mr. Anderson. The next day, Mr. Anderson's luck wasn't so good. The same car successfully blocked his vehicle in traffic at the same spot as the day before. And Mr. Anderson was yanked from his vehicle at gunpoint, and he was held hostage for 6 years and 9 months. Okay, what that was is that was a pre-operational plan by some people who wanted to harm him and kidnap him. Now, I know there's not a lot of us listening to this show that are living in the type of civil war conditions that faced that were existent back in Lebanon in 1985. However, average citizens do face threats like this every day, even though we don't have the same situation here as existed in 85 back in Beirut. Think about it. We have common thieves. We have mentally disturbed people like the dude that went into IHOP with an AK-47 in Nevada. All right, we've got people that do aim to conduct violent acts in schools, like we just recently had, in malls, in workplace. We have militants that want to carry out some large-scale attacks. So if somebody has an apathetic or a complacent mindset, they're going to be taken completely by surprise. Mr. Anderson was taken completely by surprise because of his apathy, because of his mindset that this, you know, this is probably nothing. You can't assume that it's just probably nothing. That's the major point here. Now, denial and complacency are not the only hazardous states of mind when it comes to situational awareness. Other hazards are paranoia and obsessive concern about your safety. That can be just as dangerous. Here's what I mean. There are times when it's important to be on heightened alert. I get that. Like, for example, if you're a woman listening to this, and if you're walking alone walking by yourself in a dark parking lot, and you're behind a van or on the side of a van or something like that, that's an example of being on heightened alert. But here's the problem with that. Some people are just simply not designed to operate in a state of heightened awareness for long periods of time. The problem is your body's flight or fight response is helpful in an emergency, but a constant stream of that adrenaline that you produce, it leads to a lot of stress and a lot of mental and physical burnout. So there is a happy medium, and it's called relaxed awareness. It's a state of mind that you can maintain pretty much indefinitely without all the stress that comes along with being on this constant high alert all the time. And relaxed awareness is not nearly as tiring, and you can still have an enjoyable life, but also be aware of your surroundings. And when a person's in this state of relaxed awareness, it's a lot easier to make the transition to a state of heightened awareness quickly. It's much harder to jump from complacency to heightened awareness. It's hard to make that big, different, or that huge jump, that huge flipping the switch from being totally complacent to all of a sudden heightened awareness. If you're in relaxed awareness, if something out of the ordinary occurs, you can get to heightened awareness a lot more quickly. And then you can more quickly determine, all right, is what's happening right now, is this an anomaly or is it really a threat? So let me give you some examples of relaxed awareness. One thing I want to share with you, it's real important to remember that almost every criminal act that takes place, even if it's a purse snatching or anything from a purse snatching to a terrorist bombing or a kidnapping or whatever, it all involves some degree of what's called pre-operational surveillance on the part of the criminal. I'll say that again. Pre-operational surveillance on the part of the criminal. And during that time, when the criminal is conducting his or her pre-operational surveillance, they're very vulnerable to being detected. Criminals, even militants that are planning terrorist attacks, are sometimes pretty sloppy when they're casing their intended targets. They get very careless when they're doing their pre-operational surveillance or their casing. Or they're interviewing, that's often called. They're interviewing their suspects. They're physically interviewing the people that they want to go after. This is when they're very vulnerable. This is when criminals get very sloppy, and they're very easy to detect, and you need to learn how to pick up on those signs. And see, the problem is that a lot of criminals have been able to get away with a lot of sloppy practices for a real long time. Why? Because people simply are not looking for them. They're just ignorant. They're not paying attention. They're ostriches. They walk around as if they've got their head in the sand all the time. Now, the positive of all this is people who are looking can usually spot a criminal's pre-surveillance act fairly quickly. Here's an acronym for you, TEDD. The U.S. government uses an acronym, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, D as in David, D as in David. TEDD. TEDD stands for time, environment, distance, and demeanor. I'll say that again. Time, environment, distance, and demeanor. In other words, if a person sees someone repeatedly over time in different environments and over a certain distance, that's a warning sign. Or if you see one who is showing poor demeanor, that's a warning sign. If a person is the specific target of a planned attack, he or she might be exposed to the time, environment, and distance elements of TEDD. Here's an example. Let's say you're riding on a subway, or you're in a building that is fairly protected. Then you might only have the element of demeanor to look for. Time and environment and distance might not come into play. Okay, even criminals who are what we call ambush predators. Okay, ambush predators. A lot of times they'll lurk in an area waiting for a victim. The reason is their attack style is very condensed. So the most important element to watch for is demeanor, because they're out for the element of surprise. So by poor demeanor, it simply means a person is acting unnaturally. So be relaxed, be aware, but look for people acting unnaturally. That's what I'm talking about here when I talk about poor demeanor. And here's some examples. Someone can look very, very suspicious if they're lurking or they have no real good reason for being where they are or for doing what they're doing. All right? Sometimes it's very obvious and sometimes it's very subtle. Now, here's some giveaways of demeanor. Here's some things you need to look for. Okay? If somebody moves when you move, let's say they move at the same time you move, or they move in the same direction as you're moving, or let's say all of a sudden they start communicating. It's obvious they're communicating. Maybe they're talking, maybe they're communicating via radio or whatever, and they're doing that when you move. Or they can't make eye contact with you. They avoid making eye contact with you, and all of a sudden they start making sudden turns or sudden stops, or maybe they're using hand signals to communicate with other members. A lot of times these people work in teams, and sometimes the teammate of the criminal is not very far away from you. So look for these giveaways. Look for when someone moves when you move, in the same direction, in the same speed, at the same time that you move. Or look for people that might be communicating every time you move. Or they can't make eye contact with you. Or they make sudden turns or sudden stops. Or they're using hand signals and things like that. You know, stuff that is just not very normal. Now, let's talk about terrorists for a minute. A terrorist that exhibits bad demeanor might be doing things like wearing clothes that are not fitted with the season. You know, for example, maybe they're wearing trench coats in the summertime. You know, it's 95 degrees out and they're wearing a trench coat. You know, or maybe you can see some kind of a bulge under their clothing, or you can see wires protruding from their clothes, or they're sweating profusely, you know, or they're mumbling around, or they're fidgeting, you know, or they're attempting to avoid the cops and stay out of the way of security people. Okay, counterterrorism specialists have learned something about suicide bombers. A lot of suicide bombers have this very intense stare when they approach the final stage of their suicide mission. They've got this tunnel vision because they're able to focus very intently on their target. So this type of demeanor you want to watch for. And it's amazing. I've noticed this. I've noticed this in restaurants particularly. And I've noticed it in crowds. Like if I go to a concert or something like that, or if I'm in some crowded event. A few weeks back, I took my son to a martial arts event. We went to a fight. We went to watch a martial arts fight. My son is training a lot in MMA right now, in Muay Thai, and in Jiu-Jitsu. And one of his training partners recently fought at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. So we went to watch. It was an amateur fight. Well, while we were there, I saw a lot of weird demeanor. And every time I saw that, I tried to put a lot of distance between my son and I and the people who were experiencing the weird demeanor. Now, it might have been nothing. It might have just been people being goofy or being stupid or just being who they are or whatever, but I ain't taking that chance. That's my point there. Okay? I'm not taking that chance, so I put a lot of distance between me and the people I see that are acting suspicious. Now, most of you know who listen to this show, most of you know I carry a gun nearly all the time, but I don't want to use it. Really, I don't. I hope the day never comes where I have to use my gun. And when I'm going to a sporting event like that, I don't carry my gun because it's not legal here in Texas to carry guns to sporting events. So I didn't have my firearm with me at that time, so we just maintained a lot of distance. Okay, so before I get to the next topic, remember, TEDD, time, environment, distance, and demeanor. What's the time frame that this event has occurred in? What's the environment? Over what distance has it happened? And what is the person's demeanor? And when you put all those together, when you think about, okay, how much time has it been? What is our environment right now? How much distance have we covered? And what's this person's demeanor? You can start to put this equation together. Because, you know, when a person's getting ready to do something terrible, there's typically an equation. And all of this you can do pretty stress-free. All right, you can just be on a medium sense of alert here and not be on this constant high alert and just be watching for these things. Now, if you put this equation together and if the time, environment, distance, and demeanor doesn't quite add up, well, then you might go into your heightened state of alert. But as I mentioned earlier in this podcast, if you're just totally relaxed all the time and not paying attention to any of this kind of stuff, it's pretty difficult to go from ignoring stuff and being complacent to all of a sudden instant high alert immediately. So think about that. Think about TEDD, time, environment, distance, and demeanor. Okay, so that pretty much concludes this survival tip of the week. I've got more on this. So the next show that I post this week in the next day or two, I'm going to expand some more on situational awareness. I'm going to talk about things like stress violence and how to recognize violence that is occurring because people are stressed out. And I'm going to give you a couple more tips on being in a relaxed state of awareness. So stay tuned. Make sure you download the next show because this is going to be kind of a two-part series here, two different survival tips of the week on the subject of situational awareness. That's it for now. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off. My name is Bob Main. You've just listened to another episode of today's survival show on situational awareness. It's my goal to help you do what you can with what you have wherever you are. Thanks for tuning in, folks. By the way, don't forget to support my show if you like the things I do here. This is a listener-supported show. I keep this commercial free. I don't have sponsors on here on purpose. I've been approached, but I've turned them down because I don't want this show to be a huge commercial. But if you can find it within your heart to support the show for an investment of $15, you can get some of my customized podcasts. The proceeds help support my show. You will get some good information if you go to todayssurvival.com and click the Survival Champions Club link. You'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see what the podcast includes, and there's a way for you to make the investment. I will email a link where you can download a special podcast, a couple of hours long, on good stuff that I've never covered on this show. That's it. Thanks for tuning in, folks, and I'll catch you in a day or two. Goodbye.
You're listening to Free Music by Danode. Download free MP3s at danosongs.com.